Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's talk about men who are socialized to be in the princess seat.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Didi LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready. Sit back, relax.
Hey, guys. Didi Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your episode for Friday, December 22nd, 2022. How are you doing, everybody? And of course, happy birthday to my birthday churins all around the world, wherever you are. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Guys, Lord have mercy. It's always something to talk about. And here in San Fran, fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname. I have to say, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not into flexing or oversharing. What I do kvetch about is a dystopia that is San Francisco, but San Francisco is parts beautiful and parts barbaric. The barbaric parts are the east side of the city has been used as a containment zone for junkies, mentally ill drug addicts from all over America. You've never seen anything like it, like a nightmare. Primarily, I said the east side, primarily in the Tenderloin. Tenderloin is 50 blocks. I'd say maybe a hardcore 20 blocks of the Tenderloin if you put them together, or half of it. You got junkies hanging around. It's like you've never seen anything like it. First started this podcast over 1,000 episodes, if you didn't know, new listeners, to demystify the dystopia, which really began. San Francisco went from having gritty parts to grotesque parts. March 2020, during the shelter-in-place shenanigans, the quarantine lockdown, which really tore up San Fran fentanyl, just to let you know what the platform is basically about. Then I like to add things about culture, some dating stuff, but again, I'm not big on flexing. Too many oversharers. People put all their business on Front Street. There is an Olympic gymnast. She's elite. Her name is Simone Biles. You guys know Simone Biles. She has these gigantic doe eyes. She looks like a Disney character, really. She's petite, muscular, elite gymnast, Olympic champion. Everyone knows who she is. Well, there's a viral topic. She's married to a guy that seems zesty to me, zesty undercover. He pings. It is what it is. These are my opinions. And guess what? I am one of those women. I trust my gut. I'm a very good judge of people. Now, the topic, which is timely, but it's airing my culture's dirty laundry. I am a unambiguously black African-American woman, sexist, womanist, bohemian. So she's married to this zesty guy. Well, he seems zesty to me. Zesty. He pings. There's an interview. It's viral. Everyone is talking about this. This is a big story. He's basically saying he didn't know who she was. She chased him. And he is the prize. So this guy is a second string football player for Green Bay, not famous at all. I don't even know the man's name, and I'm talking about his wife. Everybody says Simone Biles' husband. So he is one of those males. I have to say this about my culture, frankly speaking. And I'm going to talk about how this could be cured at the end of the show. Now, in my culture, lighter-skinned males are put on the highest pedestal next to the white and light-skinned women they put on pedestals. So in the black community, frankly, come on. It's a fatherless community. I don't care who gets mad. We have a culture. It's basically almost 70 years of the homes led by women. I don't care if you know the functional black guys that are at home and married and funny. It's never the functional guys at home with their black kids saying that there are functional black males at home with their kids. It's always my uncle or the data says or the statistics say. It's a fatherless culture. When you have this many decades of women-led households, you got to have some unnatural shenanigans. I'm going to put a pin in that and I'll get back to it. I need to talk about this. We hear a lot about certain males, no names, talk about, I want a friendly, fit, feminine woman. I'm dating outside the race because the women are feminine. Do you know what makes feminine women? masculine men. The women are feminine when they are protected by their community and familiar patriarchy. All right? Asian women, which is funny to me, Asian women get to be feminine overall. There are some who are fakers and phonies, and it's just a subterfuge. And I mean, overall, that's a stereotype that they are feminine. But I live in San Francisco. I know different Asian types. I could demystify that too. So Asian women are seen as feminine. How did they get to be able to relax in their femininity? Because the men in their community are masculine. And it's funny because Asian men have been stereotyped as being weak. If they're so weak, how the hell can they protect the women and the women can rest in their femininity? Are you following me? So if women are allowed to be feminine, it's because the community men are masculine. And when the men are feminine and the princess seat brings us to Simone Biles' husband saying he didn't know who she was. Lies, lies. That's a Meghan Markle lie. I've been reading all over social media about this story. That's a Meghan Markle lie. This guy, it's the culture. When you have a culture that has, and by the way, we're the 50-year-old men of my culture. I know it's somebody you know. I know you, the statistics say, a self-survey says they're the most involved father. The first time I said this year, like, the men of my culture are the most involved father. Guys, I couldn't stop laughing. That's the most ludicrous thing you ever want to hear. Then there are all these caveats. If they're in the home, when they're in the home, when you want to know what the farmer is doing, you go look at the crops. All right. You go look at the crops. When you want to know what kind of fisherman a person is, you go look at their catch. When you want to know what kind of father a man is, you look at the children. You look at the state of community. Let's stop lying. And I'm going to give solutions at the end of the show. Let's stop lying. What we have now is a group of men, even under 50. Listen, your basic 40-year-old man of my culture calls up his mommy, grandmama, and female cousins when he is in an emergency. Y'all know it's true. When they are in an emergency, they're calling up the women and their family. So to be in the protected princess seat is normal. But people are calling out the fact that this light-skinned, zesty male married to an Olympic champion, he was putting her down. Men who do not cheerlead their wives. And unfortunately, guys, that's common in my culture. High-profile women choose to date. They choose to stay in the race. That's their choice. That ain't me. All right. Decades ago, I saw what the game is. Oh, I live in a culture where the women have to be more formidable because they've been abandoned by their fathers. And if you want to rest in your femininity, frankly, you got to go outside of the community for that. I knew that when I was a teenager. Message received. I got out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, ASAP and came out to San Fran Fentanyl, where the men that I hung out with, my boyfriends, guy I married, they all came from a mother and a father. These were all masculine men. It is what it is. And kids learn what they see at home from all cultures. Now, Simone Biles was nervously grinning when this guy was talking about, oh, she came in my Instagram. He was saying that an Olympic champion chased him and that he was a prize. And all other cultures, I'm talking America. I'm not talking about some barbaric cultures where the women have to be wrapped up head to toe. Those are barbaric cultures, in my opinion. In American cultures, the women are the protected princesses. The women are put on the pedestal where they are protected. Not in my culture, guys. So that is why Simone Biles' husband could fix his mouth and kiki and say this crap that he's a prize because the fatherless culture socializes young males to believe that. And it is toxic, it is dysfunctional, and it is unnatural. And I'm glad other people are getting involved, calling it out. Now, some are trying to say it's a male thing. No, it's not. Now, the majority of my life, I lived with a white man, the late, great Richard. We lived together a hell of a long time, guys. And one thing I learned about that culture is the men aren't going around saying, I'm the prize. The men are happy to sacrifice, work for the kids, work all day and night, because they lived in a house where they saw their father get up and go to work. Fathers matter, and who models behavior for men matter. So ladies, you better choose carefully, regardless of the race of the man you are dating. And the same goes for men. I'm a sexist, womanist, bohemian, admittedly. Men have a right to reject women who were socialized in fatherless communities. Thankfully, I knew that I needed a balance in my life. My parents divorced when I was quite young. So it was a community of divorcees primarily, but there were functional families. They were the most successful in our community. It was an interracial community. Then the whites and Hispanics started moving out, and it ended up being like a divorcee mother community in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I knew that I needed father figures. I knew I needed therapy. I did all of that. So if you met me and if you didn't know my background, you would think that I was raised with a dad. In fact, I basically was Stevie Wonder. He's my emotional male role model, my favorite artist. I digress. But this all circles back to the point that there is a culture, my culture, that socializes men to put themselves on a princess seat to say that they are the prize and the women should choose them. And we have 75% out of wedlock rate, and it ain't working. Now, what is going to cure this? You know what's going to cure it? It's a man's world. It's a man's world. James Brown said that. Well, what's going to cure it is men. And I have seen on social media, there are a lot of black men calling this crap out because they know, because white women are making videos about it saying, what the hell is this? This is an Olympic champion, and this guy's trying to humble her. People are looking at the culture and calling it out. The dirty laundry has been aired. So the men have to regulate the other men. The men have to call out the other men. The men have to police the other men. The men have to be fatherly and brotherly in a humane and compassionate way to other black men. When they act crazy, y'all have to school and help each other. You have to step up and be your brother's keeper, because the world sees what's going on. Why don't you humble yourself? Humble black women. Black women eating themselves in a corner, having all these kids out of wedlock, like being loyal to the most loyal males in America. What the hell's going on? So it hurt me personally. I was personally offended that this man wasn't her biggest cheerleader, because that is my life. Every black woman could get that. I wish every black woman had a cheerleader like that. I wish every black woman had a Richard or a Berry Gordy or Jean-Paul Goud that Grace Jones had, Berry Gordy, Diana Ross, Richard with me. That is what we deserve as women, because when you come from a culture, a fatherless culture, what we need is that patriarchal background, like Richard, like Berry Gordy, like Jean-Paul Goud, like Simone Biles needs. And I hope she is young, that she gets it, and I hope she doesn't end up like Wendy Williams, Sabotage by her manager ex, Mary J. Blige, sabotaged by her husband. This is very common for high-profile women in my community to be sabotaged by their lesser husbands. When I say lesser, they're not in the same category. This is an Olympic champion, and he doesn't have to be in her category, but what he has to do is be her cheerleader. And this man was not, and it's a freaking scandal. I know I've gone over talking longer than a half-hour show, but I know people are going to be listening over the holidays. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And again, this is your show for Friday, December 22nd. Happy birthday to all my birthday children. Happy birthday to everyone around the world. I may come back on the weekend and make a special Christmas show before Monday. I love you. I appreciate you so much for listening. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.